This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. 70th Democracy Day being observed across the country today. Meteorological Forecasting Division says westerly wind affects weather and a possibility of light rainfall in the country. And 4 people, including 3 children, killed in a car fire in Australian city of Brisbane. Now the news in detail. Phagun 7, as per the Nepali calendar, is observed every year as the National Democracy Day to commemorate the historical day when a popular uprising against feudalism and autocracy led to establishment of human rights and political freedom in the country. President Vidyadeva Bhandari has expressed the confidence that the Democracy Day would provide more energy to work toward realizing the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. In a message today on the occasion of National Democracy Day, President Bhandari said the people look forward to socio-economic transformation of the country and the day today could inspire us all to address the people's aspiration for the same. Meanwhile, in a similar message, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that the need of the day is to work on a campaign to build a prosperous Nepal through socio-economic transformation. The Vice President said that the day should motivate us all to take the country towards development and prosperity. Vice President Pun said the Constitution had institutionalized the political achievements, including republic, federalism, secularism, social justice and proportional inclusive governance. Vice President Pun also extended heartfelt tribute to the brave souls who laid down their lives for the cause of democracy in the country. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has appealed to all to work together to make the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali successful. Extending best wishes on National Democracy Day, he urges all Nepali citizens to contribute to the campaign of attaining prosperity for the country and happiness for the people, stating that the present government was working to expand and consolidate complete democracy along with economic development and social justice. The Prime Minister said the government was spearheading a campaign to upgrade Nepal to a mid-income country by 2022 and achieve the sustainable development goals by 2030. Likewise, President Vidyadeva Bhandari has granted sentence waiver to 329 prisoners serving sentence in various prisons across the country. President Bhandari waived on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers the remaining jail term of the inmates to be effective from February 19 on the occasion of National Democracy Day. President Vidyadeva Bhandari has attended the main function of 70th Democracy Day at the Army Pavilion in Turikhel today. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, Chairman of National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timilsena, Ministers, Chief of Constitutional Bodies, high-ranking government officials were present on the occasion. At the ceremony, various cultural performances were also carried out to reflect the diverse cultures of Nepal. While addressing the function, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli said that the country is moving towards the path of development and prosperity. Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that his party has changed the political landscape of Nepal. Inaugurating the Karnali state-level frontline cadres gathering organized by Nepal Communist Party at Karnali state capital Surkhet on Tuesday, Chair Dahal said that the merger of two parties was an outstanding and epical work. Former Prime Minister Prachanda asserted that the Millennium Challenge Corporation Compact will be passed keeping national interests and diplomatic aspects in the center. He informed the task force report will be discussed in the party secretariat and passed in the parliament in a way that it will not affect our sovereignty, national integrity and independence. Jumla district has exported 183,131 kilograms herbs of different 61 types in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. According to District Forest Division Office Ranger Kharka Mahatale, revenue around ₹1.66 million was generated from the export of herbs and herbal products. Revenue ₹490,695 was generated from woods and 183 community forests have come into operation after getting registered with the office, the division office informed. Tilalgarh Municipality Chairperson Ratnanath Yogi said emphasis has been laid on preserving forest and herbs land. The weather will remain generally cloudy in most of the places of the country due to the influence of a westerly wind with chances of a light rain in some places of the hilly region today. Meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti stated that the weather is partly to generally cloudy in the far west region and other hilly areas. She added that the haze that took place over the last few days will disappear after the westerly wind is active. Meteorologist Nagarkoti said the smoke that had been occurring in the past few days will dissipate with the activeness of the westerly wind. It will go on from Saturday gradually. The weather will be generally cloudy on Thursday and Saturday as well, with chances of a light rain in some places of the hilly region. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Four people, including three children, have died after a car was allegedly set alight in the Australian city of Brisbane, police said. The children, all under the age of 10, were found dead in the car by emergency responders, said Queensland police. A man known to the victims has also died, while a woman suffered extensive burns and has been taken to the hospital. Police have established a crime scene in the suburban street in Camp Hill in the city's east. Residents on the street told Australian media they had seen the woman jump out of the car while she was on fire. Police said it was too early to confirm details about the victims' identities and refused to comment on questions about family violence. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said his heart goes out to the families and community going through this tragic time and the emergency responders confronting what will be the shattering scene. Low-skilled workers will not get visas under post-Brexit immigration plans unveiled by the government. It is urging employers to move away from relying on cheap labor from Europe and invest in retaining staff and developing automation technology. The Home Office said European Union and non-European Union citizens coming to UK will be treated equally after UK-European Union free movement ends on 31st December. But Home Secretary Priti Patel said the new system would mean the brightest and the best will be able to come to the United Kingdom. The government, which says it was aiming to reduce overall migration to UK, wants a points-based immigration system as it promised in its election manifesto. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani has been declared the winner of the last September's election following delays due to allegations of vote rigging. Ghani was re-elected with 50.64% of the vote, officials said. But his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah, who came second with 39.52%, contested the result, declared victory and vowed to form his own parallel government. Opponents of Ghani said the 28th September vote was made by massive fraud and technical problems. Only a small portion of the country voted in the election. Election Commission Chief Hawa Alam Nurstani announced the result during a press conference in Kabul. She said 137,000 votes classed as suspicious and 12,012 votes cast outside polling hours had been found to be valid during a special audit. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. 70th Democracy Day being observed across the country today. Meteorological Forecasting Division says westerly wind affects weather and a possibility of light rainfall in the country. And four people, including three children, killed in a car fire in Australian city of Brisbane. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin but for this hour. Our next bulletin is at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.